Hi everyone, Haley here. This week we're back with another Science of Social Media Select episode from our archives.
Hey y'all, it's Brian. Before we start the show, it is our absolute pleasure to introduce you to the brand new hosts of the Science of Social Media, Dave Chapman and Heather May Pustai.
Hey everyone, I'm Dave Chapman.
And I'm Heather May Pustai. We are super excited to be joining the podcast and are looking forward to sharing some brand new social media insights with you.
In the meantime, please enjoy this very special select episode on 6 proven Instagram marketing tactics to grow followers and engagement. And we'll catch you next week, everyone.
Hi, everyone. I'm Haley Griffiths, and this is The Science of Social Media, a podcast by Buffer, your weekly sandbox for social media stories, insights, experimentation, and learning.
Welcome to another mini-sode, everyone. I'm Brian Peters, and these are the shows where we pack as many social media tips as we can into 10 minutes or less. This week, we're looking at the 6 proven tactics to grow your Instagram followers and engagement. We've used these to grow our own Instagram account from 4,000 to more than 25,000 followers in just over a year.
Super effective. And I think we all know how powerful Instagram is right now. They just passed 700 million monthly active users in April 2017. And Instagram Stories also just passed 200 million users, which is just crazy.
Yeah, it's totally agreed. It's wild. I mean, we said this on the show before, but Instagram is quickly approaching that elusive 1 billion monthly active user mark. So this is a great episode. So let's kick things off. Tip number one for growing your Instagram account is to post consistently. And you know, it's not really a scientific method here, but once or twice per day is optimal. One of the biggest drivers in Instagram growth for us over the past year has been just being consistent. And that's easier said than done. But what's interesting though is that Quintly ran a study showing that accounts with the highest number of fans tend to post to up to 2 to 3 photos per day on average. So this data obviously shows a correlation between more successful accounts tending to post with a higher frequency.
And even this is even with Instagram's new algorithm, which we will talk about in later episodes, so stay tuned for those. And consistency is still a big factor there. If your posts are shared on a regular basis and picking up good engagement, then Instagram's algorithm may determine current and future posts should also appear near the top of your followers' feed.
Absolutely. Yeah, that Instagram algorithm thing is huge. And maybe to help stay consistent, this is a small plug here for Buffer, but Haley, I'm absolutely loving the new Buffer integration with Instagram.
Same here.
You know, yeah, exactly. I spend a few hours a week finding a ton of different photos, add them to the Buffer app on my phone, arrange them so they look pretty using our brand new grid preview feature, and then I add them to the app, which sends me a reminder when it's time to post. It's honestly helped me to post between 6 and 8 photos per week consistently for more than a year.
That grid preview feature is my favorite. Everyone should check that out. On to our next tip, which is study and load up on quality hashtags. We've examined hashtags a lot on the Buffer blog, but it seems that nowhere on social media are they quite as important as on Instagram. The right hashtags can expose your image to a large and targeted audience, and Instagram users don't seem to get hashtag fatigue in the way that they might on other social networks. In other words, they fit very naturally and are expected on Instagram.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, Instagram allows for a maximum of 30 hashtags per post. And from what we've seen personally with our own Buffer account, many users do max out that ability. So if you're wondering, you know, where am I going to find 30 great hashtags from? One way to find these hashtags is to use a hashtag generator. We also look at other accounts and influencers within our sphere to see what hashtags they are using. Then we keep groups of 30 or so of these hashtags in our Notes app or on Evernote to easily be able to copy and paste them into the caption. Quick pro tip about using hashtags in your posts. There are a few different ways you can add them that look aesthetically awesome. The first is to add your hashtag as the first comment on your post. So if you copy all the hashtags you want to use after you share, just add them as the first comment. And I think, Haley, you have another tip, don't you?
Yeah, well, the other way is you can add them right below your caption within the post using a formatting trick. So Instagram doesn't allow for too many formatting options with captions, but if you hit the return button and add a period under your main caption and then hit return again and add another period and do this 5 times is the magic number, Instagram will keep that formatting. So essentially the hashtags will appear below the main caption and the look will still look very clean.
Awesome. Love that tip. Our number three way to grow your Instagram account, besides hashtags, is to share user-generated content. You know, I would credit user-generated content, aka UGC, as the main reason we've seen so much growth to our Instagram account over the last year. As a software product, it was very hard to find consistent photos that not only drove engagement, but were actually fun to look at. I could only make so many quote graphics. That's when we decided, being a fully remote company that we are, to lean into this idea of remote work and digital nomading. And when we did that, that opened up a whole new genre of content and allowed us to start using photos from our own Buffer community. So if you look at our profile, you'll see what I mean by that.
And honestly, Brian, our profile is beautiful now.
Thank you.
Great job with that. What I love about our profile is that the images aren't promotional or even brand centric. And that's part of the reason that makes them so effective. We're cultivating this brand personality that allows our users to share their life with us on social media. And it becomes a showcase of what our community of users is all about. And in our case, that's helping people share their voice on social media. So if you're struggling to find great content for Instagram, really nice content to look at, user-generated content can absolutely change the game for you. You just have to dig into your brand's personality, look at who your users are and what they care about, and find that beautiful lifestyle aspect of what it is that you're selling. And that becomes the heart of your content.
I love that. Personality and lifestyle. Did you make that up? It's fantastic.
I did not. This works. So our next tip is to ask users to tag a friend or comment. And this is a super easy and fun way to grow your Instagram account. And it's by encouraging users to tag their friends or comment on your posts. And we've seen a lot of success in the past. Our best posts have received more than 300 comments, which is a lot, from users either tagging their friends or leaving a comment. And this also sends positive signals all the way to the Instagram algorithm, allowing your posts to reach more people and increase engagement.
Yeah, it really does work, Haley. The more you can get people to comment on your post, entice them to comment on your post, the farther your posts are going to go. Maybe I can give a couple examples of what we've done in the past that would probably help. So for example, on a Friday, we might share a fun photo of, like, let's say the beach or a beautiful hike or an outdoor workspace. And then in the caption say, "Friday is finally here. Tag a friend who you know would love to work here." Or we might say something like, "Tag a friend who you know would want to be laying on the beach with you right now."
Which is, and all so, your you friends.
Know, right, exactly. All of your friends, obviously. But the one thing about these, Haley, is that we recommend using them sparingly, as people will start to get what I like to call friend tagging fatigue, FTF, after a while.
FTF is very serious. I've definitely had this myself. So the other option that you can do is get people to participate in a caption contest. And we recently tried something really fun where we asked people to use only emojis to describe the photo that we shared in their own world, in their own. Okay. For example, we recently tried something fun where we asked users to use only emojis to describe the photo in their own words. And the results were really awesome. We got hundreds of comments and the post reached 35% more people than an average post on our account reaches. So again, use this tactic because it's awesome, but use it sparingly.
All right, our number five tactic to grow your Instagram account. Speaking again of hashtags from earlier, hosting a photo contest. Instagram hashtags make it really easy to collect photos from followers around a specific theme, and many brands, including us, have had success and fun using this capability. Photo contests, in my humble opinion, are a great way to increase visibility and grow your brand on Instagram, though I will admit photo contests are one of the more challenging things to get started and find success with, but they have the opportunity to pay off big time in the long run. You've heard us previously on the show talk about REI's Opt Outside campaign, which was wildly successful.
It was really wonderful. And honestly, you don't have to be REI to create a hashtag that people love to use, but there are a few components that do help with a photo contest that they got right too. The first one is to stay consistent and be patient. It is going to take a little while for a hashtag contest to catch on and for people to start using it on a consistent basis. One of the biggest mistakes that we definitely see is people and brands giving up too early on their photo contest. And then another thing to remember is to include the hashtag in all of your communications to your customers, to your users. This is on your email, on your blog, any public facing media.
Yeah, absolutely. And then number three, if you have the budget, or even if you don't, you can find something small, but it's a big one, and that's to include awesome prizes in your giveaway. They don't have to cost you a ton of money, but they do have to be something that people can talk about and share. For example, people love buffer stickers and swag, for example. So that's something that we usually go with and see success with.
Our buffer socks do the best. My whole family asks me for buffer socks.
Yes. So yeah, create socks for your brand. You will succeed.
And our last tip is not create socks, although we promise that also helps, but is cross promote. So of course, not all growth from your Instagram account has to be purely organic growth. You can manually grow your account. Just make sure that your existing fans know you're on Instagram through cross promotion. So Instagram makes it super simple to share your images on Facebook, Twitter, Tumblr, Flickr, and Foursquare. And these could all be great tactics to getting some extra exposure. One tactic that worked particularly well for us is embedding our Instagram photos in our blog posts. So every time we mention our own Instagram account or an example of a photo from our account, we embed that photo directly within the post, and it looks great and it increases traffic to our profile.
Yeah, absolutely. Ash and Alfred, our blog contributors and writers, are so good at including all of our Instagram posts there. We've also experimented with adding our Instagram feed to our Buffer Facebook page for some additional discovery. Facebook does allow for a seamless and quite good-looking integration of your Instagram feed on your Facebook page. All you have to do to get access to that feature is add your Instagram tag, and that you can be found under your settings on your Facebook page to get started.
Well, Brian, this podcast has been an incredible adventure. It has been such an honor to share the mic with you every single week for the last 2.5 years. And to all of our listeners out there, thank you so much for making this such a memorable experience for us.
The feeling is mutual, Haley. Even though it's time for us to move on to new projects, the show is in great hands with Dave and Heather May. Wishing you all the best, and as always, the Science of Social Media will be back to its regularly scheduled programming next Monday. Until then, everyone.